A Slater man who was charged with multiple felonies relating to a reported domestic disturbance and standoff with law enforcement on May 28th of last year changed his plea in court earlier this month. According to online court documents, on November 21st, Charles Townsend Jr., who is now 31 years old, pleaded guilty to two counts of a Class A felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree, causing serious physical injury or special victim, a Class B felony for assault or attempted assault in the first degree, Class E felonies for domestic assault in the third degree, unlawful use of a weapon, and resisting or interfering with arrest, as well as three counts of an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Townsend had entered a plea of not guilty during his arraignment hearing on July 24th of last year. A three-day jury trial in the matter that was scheduled to begin on Wednesday, November 28th, has been canceled. A sentencing hearing for Townsend is scheduled to be held at 2 p.m. on January 28th, 2019, at the Saline County Circuit Court. A Lexington man suffered minor injuries in a car-train crash in Lafayette County on Thanksgiving. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as 72-year-old William Cosper reportedly pulled his westbound Cadillac into the path of a northbound Union Pacific train driven by 52-year-old Dwayne Dorsey of Kansas City at an intersection marked with crossbucks. Cosper reportedly was transported by Wellington EMS to Centerpoint Hospital in Independence for treatment. Dorsey reportedly was not injured. The Cadillac reportedly was totaled and the train sustained moderate damage. The crash happened at 3:40 p.m. in the 8500 block of Highway 224. A boil advisory that was issued for all residents of Sweet Springs was scheduled to last 48 hours due to a water main break on Wednesday, November 21st, but that boil advisory has been extended. According to a city spokesperson, due to the city not receiving test results as of yet, all residents of Sweet Springs are advised, but not ordered, to boil all of their consumable water through this weekend. For more information, call Sweet Springs City Hall during regular business hours at 660-335-4564. And the city of Sedalia is currently accepting entries from residents for the 38th Annual Outdoor Christmas Lighting Contest. According to a news release, the two different judging categories this year includes residences and businesses, which are within the Sedalia city limits. Also, anyone who has won a cash prize within the last 3 years is excluded from this year's contest, as well as city employees. The judges will consider a display's lighting, eye appeal, originality, and overall appeal. Also, though, the complete displays need to remain in place throughout the Christmas holiday season. The deadline for entering is at noon on Monday, December 10th, with the judging to take place beginning after 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 11th. Applications are available at the mayor's office or online at www.cityofsedalia.com. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Memorial services for 101-year-old Agnes Bean of Concordia, who died November 16th, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.